In October 2008, the British government announced it no longer wished to maintain the reciprocal health agreement with the Isle of Man. The agreement meant residents of both countries were entitled to medical treatment when visiting the other without needing insurance or having to pay. A similar agreement existed between the UK and the Channel Islands until April last year, when that arrangement was also cancelled. In October, East Douglas MHK Brenda Cannell blamed Jersey for the loss of the agreement.
They are abandoning, the United Kingdom are abandoning their own people by this initiative. The reaction by the Health Secretary was simply a case of this is not sustainable. We can't sustain this. Had Jersey if not put the bowl out and asked for more and done the Oliver Twist, then this arrangement probably would have carried on for some considerable time. It brought sharper focus into an area.
Concern was raised amongst island residents over the cost and availability of health insurance. Some were worried that those with pre-existing medical conditions would be faced with high premiums or even refused cover altogether. Health Minister Eddie Tia announced what he described as a safety net for those who will struggle to find affordable insurance.
I do recognise that there will be some who will be unable to obtain cover at an affordable cost or indeed obtain cover at all. As promised, we have taken action, and as a result of considerable work by the department, I intend to bring forward a proposal to the March sitting of Tynwald, which, if approved, would ensure that no person would be denied travel cover whilst they are enjoying a short trip in the United Kingdom.
At MHK, Peter Cameron saw another way of making insurance affordable for all. He wants everyone to pay a levy on travel to and from the island, covering them if they require hospital treatment. The move would mean insurance was given to everyone, no matter what their medical records say, for £1.70 per return trip. Mr. Cameron is currently in the process of drafting a bill on the issue, but says Mr. Tia's safety net plan has been keeping the Attorney General's office too busy. Chairman of the Friends of the Manx Diabetic, Henry Ramage, has been calling for such a scheme since the end of the agreement was first announced. He says the attitude of the Chief Minister and Health Minister have prevented such a scheme.
Enough has not been done at all. You look at everything and everything is negative. The Chief Minister has a negative attitude. The Minister for Health has a double negative attitude. And it doesn't matter what people say, they go on their sweet way. And unfortunately, they have said in the October Tynwald that the people are on their own. You get your own insurance and that's it.
The Isle of Man government has maintained that it would like to see the agreement continue, but that the UK would not negotiate on the matter. A number of MHKs have accused Chief Minister Tony Brown and Health Minister Eddie Tia of not trying hard enough to overturn the decision. Both men attended a meeting with the UK's Health Secretary Andy Burnham in January this year. Mr. Burnham made it clear in advance that the meeting, which lasted only 45 minutes, was not an opportunity to convince him to change his stance on the agreement. In a sitting of the House of Keys earlier this year, Mr. Brown was unimpressed with his fellow MHKs for not listening to what he was telling them.
People are confused and concerned because some honourable members have made statements publicly and continue to do, like the one we've just heard, which keeps telling people that those who are vulnerable and sick will be left behind, when I keep saying and the Minister keeps saying that that is not true. And as long as some members continue to distort the reality, that will cause confusion in the public and, in fact, even worse, cause serious concern, where we hear things like young children will not be able to go off the island on holiday anymore. Absolute rubbish.
Labour MP Andrew McKinley has taken an interest in the campaign to keep the agreement. Mr. McKinley started an early day motion asking that the ending be postponed to allow for further debate and negotiation on the matter. So far, 61 MPs, including former Sports Minister Kate Hoey and former Lib Dem leader Charles Kennedy, have signed the motion. The number represents around 10% of Britain's MPs. Mr. McKinley has been in contact with Michael MHK David Cannon, who's been one of the biggest critics of the Manx government's handling of the matter. Mr. Cannon told the House of Keys this week that the Chief Minister gave Andy Burnham the impression that he and Eddie Tia were happy with the agreement ending.
I have an email, and I'm circulated if necessary, from Mr. Andrew McKinley stating that it is absolutely true that he had conversation with last week with Ms. Gillian Merrion, the Minister of State for Health, and she informed him that the impression given to her and her minister was that the Chief Minister and Minister Tier were satisfied with the closure.
Mr. Tier will present legislation at this month's sitting of Tynwald relating to the reciprocal health agreement. He'll set out what his department will do to help those unable to afford insurance and will present a set of regulations for treating visitors to the island. David Cannon, Speaker of the House of Keys Steve Roden and Onkin MHK Peter Caron all have questions on the reciprocal health agreement at next week's sitting.